Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Hello and welcome to Zero Dark Nerdy. It's Lauren.
And Julie, your favorite fangirls over at the Fangirls Podcast.
And you know what they say about nerdy guys, right?
No, what?
They have really big book collections.
Yes, they do.
All right, ladies and gents, welcome back to Zero Dark Nerdy, the world's most notorious pop culture podcast.
The filthiest of the filthy!
This is your boy Brian, a.k.a. El Nino, and today I am joined with...
Ryan Saber, Captain Cleveland Browns, Cavs, Cleveland baseball team, CLE till I die.
And we have a very special guest in the building. Introduce yourself to everyone out there.
It's Jordan.
My daughter is in town and she is going to be joining us for our latest episode, which is going to be the 2021 summer movie preview. Before we get into it, we do want to give a big shout out to the Believe Podcast Network. Believe Podcast Network, the number one podcast network for professionals, as well as betonline.ag. And we'll let our man Saba kick off that little sponsor spot real quick.
Yeah, before we start, I want to give a word from our sponsor. The month of June is heating up with tons of exciting sports action, and BetOnline is where you can find it. From basketball and hockey playoffs to baseball's marquee matchups, including prop bets and futures, BetOnline has all the latest odds, news, and information for all your online sports betting needs. Visit the website today or use your mobile device to join and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Before the next tip-off, face off our pitch, head to BetOnline and start playing today. BetOnline, your online sports book experts.
There you go. Make that money out there, party people. BetOnline.ag. Very happy to have them as a sponsor. So we are about halfway through 2021. Before we get into the summer movie preview, there have been a few films that have come out. Some as recently have been hitting the theaters, as the theaters have been opening up more across the United States. So we will start with, you want to take this one, Jordan?
Yeah. I've seen like a total of five, honestly, that have come out this year. The Mitchells versus the Machines, the animated Netflix movie, which I thought was awesome. It's really good family movie and relatable because she's a film major and I think that's really cool. I also saw Saint Maud when that came out, the A24 horror movie, Rose Glass directorial debut. And it was, to me, it was very, very good. Like a reverse carry kind of vibe. I saw Minari, which was...
Go back a second. Explain what you mean by that.
Good question.
A reverse carry kind of vibe.
Well, the main character, the woman who's, I guess, the... antagonist, the main person, well, she's very godly and all into that, and the one that she's caretaking for, the lady, is not. She's like implied to be an atheist or whatever, so it's kind of like, if you're thinking about like it being like a mom daughter kind of dynamic, which it's not in this movie, but it's that same, like the younger person and then the older person, it's reversed in that. Just, it would be that Carrie is the godly one and the mom. And the mom is like, you're full of shit. Like,
got it.
You're crazy.
And I'm sure in typical A24 fashion, lots of question marks
weird.
After.
It's weird, but it's so good. I think it's scary. There's lots of like eerie visuals. I think it's awesome. I don't know. I'm any A24 horror, I'm probably going to like. So. Another
Thank you for that. I wanted to get a little
question. Yeah.
I mean, when I hear Carrie, Carrie's the one with the bloody prom dress, right? Mm-hmm. That's all I've never seen it. That's all I know about it. So I was just curious. Anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I was just going to say, speaking of A24, I saw Minari, which was an Oscar winning movie with the guy from The Walking Dead.
Steven Yeun.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. It was very good. I cried. Oh, yeah. I don't cry in a lot of movies.
He was nominated for an Academy Award for that, right?
The grandma in the movie won for supporting actress.
Yes.
Gotcha.
She's awesome. Yeah. It made me cry just because it's a lot of grandma stuff. And I have a really soft spot for my grandma. So It's just a big family movie. Yeah, Into the Heights. We just saw that yesterday. Musical, very good. I will say, it, in the end, it kind of started to lose me. It got kind of just, it went off base for what the rest of the film was doing, but it was still very good. It's long, but I would watch it again. I think it's really enjoyable and happy and fun, like all musicals.
Lin-Manuel Miranda, right?
Yeah.
Directs it. Or wrote it?
He wrote it based on the play that he did before he did Hamilton. So this was a play
before Hamilton, right?
That kind of put him on the map. Well, it put him on the map, and then obviously Hamilton put him in a whole nother universe. But so yeah, it's based on his play, and he was a screenwriter on it. The director, Saba, actually is from one of your favorite from when we did our rom-com episode. He was the one that did Crazy Rich Asians. That's who directed this film.
I don't know his name.
Oh, I just watched that.
It's John Chu. John Chu is the director.
Oh, John Chu. Yeah. Matter of fact, it was on last night. I caught a little bit. That fucking dude, where are they at? Singapore? They're in Singapore, right?
See, I still have to see it.
Crazy Rich Asians? Yeah. I think so. Just watched it like 2 weeks ago for the first time. It's pretty good. Yeah. I liked it.
Singapore is like a whole nother, that's like the Asian Abu Dhabi. Like, it's a whole nother fucking level of money out there, boy. You gotta watch that shit. It's on TNT right now. You can get it on like
it's really funny.
It's awesome.
I'll watch it. But yeah, John Chu directed it. Anthony Ramos, who was in Hamilton, did a fantastic job as the lead. Great cast. For anyone that's ever been to New York, definitely reminds me of our visits going back to 116th Street, you know, Harlem. The whole nine yards. I mean, it was just great. Just the music, the vibe, the energy, and not just the Puerto Rican culture. He actually plays, even though he's Puerto Rican, he plays a Dominican character in this, but it does a good job spreading out all the Spanish speaking countries and just everybody in general. It's not just, for people that are Hispanic by any means. Like, it's a good movie.
It's about community.
It's about community. Exactly. 100% correct. And just, you know, loving where you're at and where you're from, and you may not be where you want to be, but your community is what defines you in the long run. Jordan, do you have any other ones as far as what you've seen?
No, besides I Care a Lot, which, man, was really upsetting for me because I was looking forward to it so much. And I don't know, like everyone, a lot of people like it. And I got the whole Gone Girl vibe. I mean, it has Rosamund Pike. I was getting that same energy. And I kind of like, it was revved up that it would be kind of the same kind of feel. And I like Gone Girl because, you know, just psychotic characters, that stuff interests me. It keeps me entertained, but I don't like
it's my kid.
I don't know. I don't even know. I don't know what it was about it, but I was just like, this is a miss for me, a miss. And I don't know why. I just don't like it.
Okay. All right. I'll go ahead and a nice little segue onto me. So that is one of the ones I've seen this year. Netflix film, I do think Rosamund played the exact same character from Gone Girl.
I love her, but...
To be quite honest with you. I would like to have seen a little bit more, you know, diversity in it. But to me, it was the Gone Girl character in a different setting, to where, if you haven't seen it yet, she plays this person that does like these...
There's a name for
insurance
it.
Insurance scams for people that are about to go to... That are older, that may be living alone. She has these networks of doctors that can recommend that these people go into a home. Finances. Yeah, she gets to control their finances. I actually enjoyed the movie. I thought it was entertaining, even though, like I said, she plays, to me, the same character that she played in Gone Girl, just not as psychotic, but definitely has the eyes. I don't know what it is about her. She can nail a psychopath, that's for sure. So that's one of the ones that I watched and liked this year. Jordan already talked about In the Heights. Definitely check that out. It's on HBO Max. Just came out this past weekend. Judas and the Black Messiah, I thought was an incredible flick. That one is where great performances by Daniel Kaluuya, Lakeith Stanfield's fantastic in it, based on a true story. Definitely check it out if you haven't. We have a podcast episode on it, so you know I don't want to take too much time on it. Be sure to check out the little review that Matthew and I did. Coming to America 2, I thought was pretty entertaining. You know, it was half fan service, of course. Half good story about just family and community culture. I didn't think it was too long. I mean, was it perfect? No. I mean, it's hard to do a sequel 30 plus years later. But for that, I thought they actually did a pretty good job. So it's, you know, you don't see too many sequels that come out 20, 30 years after that end up, you know, knocking it out of the park. But entertaining to say the least. Say, but
Wesley was great.
I know that was one of the ones that you've seen this year.
Wesley was great.
Oh, Wesley's fantastic.
The fucking dancing and shit. Like, look, I thought it was good. I thought that, you know, Tracy Morgan was great. Mm-hmm. I thought Wesley Snipes was great. To be honest with you, I thought everybody was really good except for Eddie Murphy, to be honest. I just didn't think he was too outstanding in it. It hit on all the right points. It wasn't too long. Amazon put it out straight to Amazon. They spent a lot of money on it. I'm not going to watch it again, but it was fine the first time.
Yeah. Of course, we mentioned this earlier in kind of the pre-show. Justice League, the Zack Snyder cut. We have a whole episode on that, so I don't want to spend too much time on that. Of course, I thought that was fantastic and definitely did the movie justice and, of course, the Snyder family justice. And then my main favorite so far just came out recently as well. I guess really kind of kicked off the summer movies is A Quiet Place Part 2. So we were actually going to do a movie premiere party for this last year before the pandemic hit. And of course, like everybody else, we had to pump the brakes. I was a really big fan of the first one. I thought John Krasinski was fantastic, not just as an actor, but also for being the writer as well as director of the film. Millicent Simmons is the daughter who is actually deaf in real life that's in the movie. Her as well as the other son, she plays Reagan Abbott, and then he plays Marcus, or I believe it's Marcus Abbott. So the sequel pretty much picks up literally right where we leave off on the first one. I don't want to spoil this too much. I know we're a spoiler heavy podcast, but I do want to give people a chance to see this because it is a phenomenal film. It picks up right where they left off at the end of the first one. And then we get a prequel, literally the first day one, when these creatures come to planet Earth. And in particular, of course, in like the little town where John Krasinski and his family are from. So you kind of see the havoc, the chaos. That's where we're first introduced to Cillian Murphy's character, where he's actually a friend of the family. And then after we see that, it goes back to the family trying to make their way from their home to just find somewhere else to go. So that's all I'm going to say about it. Like I said, I don't want to spoil too much. It's a great movie theater flick for those of you out there that really love just action. It's not, I don't want to say horror, but I mean, it is a scary film. I mean, I did jump quite a few. Yeah, suspense. Definitely suspenseful. Again, John Krasinski knocked it out of the park with this one. And I love it too, not to give too much away, but really it becomes two separate stories that become one afterwards. But great job. So that's going to be kind of my recap of this year. And then my, you know, favorite film so far of the year, Quiet Place Part 2, which really kicked off the 2021 summer movie season. So let's go to my man Seba for what he's seen and what he's
done. I told you, I haven't really seen anything. I saw Justice League, which we talked about in nauseam, so I won't go back into that. Just a small update there. I was reading the other day that they are DC and the folks at Warner Brothers, that's right, are considering reinstating the Snyderverse. That's something that I was reading an article on that the other day, so stay tuned to that, which would be outstanding because obviously, again, we talked about it. Go back and listen to the episode. I saw Coming to America. I just gave my little 30-second synopsis there. So I haven't seen a whole lot, man. I've been spending a lot of time. I mean, so far this year, it's been Disney Plus, the Marvel series, going back and watching a lot of old stuff. Netflix is pumping out a lot of stuff right now. Amazon, Hulu. I mean, all the streaming services are pumping out a lot of really good series and some movies, I guess, but nothing that really sticks out. So
gotcha. So as far as movies you are and are not looking forward to coming out this summer, what's on your hot list right now?
You want me to go first, huh?
Yeah, bring it home.
So I got a couple honorable mentions, I guess. I got three main ones that I'm really looking forward to. There's a lot. It's interesting. It's, you know, and I don't want to spend too much time on going down the rabbit hole on this, but so much stuff got delayed last year that now they're trying to pack everything in. We're going to have just a lot of really good content here for the next year, 18 months. on a much more frequent basis than I think we normally would. Some honorable mentions. Look, the Fast and the Furious, it comes out in a couple weeks. You know, at this point, I don't know if we're watching Fast and the Furious movies for, you know, the script and the character development and all that. I think they go to space in this one, actually. But
do they really?
Yeah, they do. It's you know, but they're good movies. Good is the wrong word. They're exciting. They're fun.
Entertaining.
You know, they're fun. They're entertaining. It's good stuff. I mean, look, I haven't been to the movies since Brian and I went and saw The Gentlemen.
Yeah.
In January of 2020. So, you know, I don't know if we'll see Fast and the Furious on opening weekend. F9, whatever. It's F9, the Fast and the Furious saga or something like this. Now they're getting really crazy with the titles, but I'm looking forward to that. Another one, sort of honorable mention, Respect, comes out in August. It's the Aretha Franklin biopic. Jennifer Hudson's going to play Aretha Franklin. Forest Whitaker is going to play her father. Marlon Wayans is going to play her first husband. Mary J. Blige is in it. I'm really looking forward to that. I love Jennifer Hudson. I love when she acts. Obviously, it'll take me back to kind of Dreamgirls. She was outstanding in that. So she'll be singing Aretha Franklin songs. It's going to be phenomenal. I'm really looking forward to that one. And then this other movie, I've been hearing about it for a while. It's Dave Chappelle's Block Party from the early 1960s, or excuse me, late 1960s. So it's called The Summer of Soul. It comes out in August. Questlove took all this footage from the 1969 Harlem Cultural Festival thing, and they called it Black Woodstock. So it was like 2 or 3 day period where basically, like I said, it's like Dave Chappelle's Block Party from the late 60s. You got Stevie Wonder, Sly and the Family Stone. You got David Ruffin, who was the front man for the Temptations. Oh, I forget, Nina Simone. I mean, Stevie Wonder, the list goes on and on and on. It's actual footage. This was a darling. It won all kinds of awards at Sundance. It's going straight to Hulu. I think it's going to be absolutely phenomenal. Yeah, and I'm really, really looking forward to it.
But I really want to see it.
Yeah, it's called The Summer of Soul, and I think it's going to be outstanding. So those are sort of my honorable mentions. The third, I guess, most exciting movie I'm excited for is The Tomorrow War. Nice. You know, look, I love action movies, and this comes out 4th of July weekend. It's going straight to Prime. I believe you'll have an option to see it in the theater, possibly, maybe not. Definitely on Prime. It's got Star-Lord.
Chris Pratt.
I wrote Chris Evans. I think I had that.
You love him so much.
Yeah, it's messed up. So Chris Pratt, J.K. Simmons, a high school teacher is recruited to travel 30 years into the future to try to save the planet from a global war against space aliens. That shit's right up my alley. It's got time travel. It's got aliens. It's got action. It's got the unlikely hero, right, with like a high school teacher that they're, you know, somebody's going to come from the future. They're going to kind of explain to him. He's not going to believe that they're time travelers. They're going to have to convince him to go. And then it's going to be this whole development thing where he's kind of clumsy at the beginning. And then he's going to end up being the hero at the end. I'm really looking forward to it. I think it's going to be great. Amazon Prime puts out some really good content. So I'm excited for The Tomorrow War. Shang-Chi, The Legend of the Ten Rings. Look, this is sort of at the end of the summer. It's 9/3, so it comes out beginning of September. I talked about this a little bit when, Brian, when you and I and Tim did the Disney reveal back earlier this year. You know, it has an all-Asian cast. I think it's going to be very reminiscent to Black Panther, where it's going to shed light on... You don't normally get an all-Asian cast. We talked about Crazy Rich Asians a few minutes ago. I mean, that's one of the few movies that I can remember. I just think it's great when they take these movies and they make them authentic. There's an Asian, I believe the director's Asian, the cast is Asian. So I'm really looking forward to it. I love kung fu movies. I love karate. I'm a karate man.
Because I'm a karate man, all right? Karate man. Bruise on the inside. They don't show their weaknesses.
you know, it's an origin story for a character that, that we don't know. And I think lots of times, not think, lots of times what happens, or almost every time, is Marvel, DC, they have these characters out there, and then they go back and they show you the origin story afterwards. This is a great opportunity to get to know somebody from the beginning. It's about a superhero protagonist that wrestles with his past as a trained assassin. It's got a it's got some father elements to it. So he's recruited by his father to join the shadowy Ten Rings organization, become this lethal assassin, fulfill his destiny. It's going to feature a whole bunch of martial arts sequences. The actual choreographer for the martial arts sequences is the same guy. His name's Bill Pope, that did The Matrix. So I'm really, yeah, I mean, I'm just really looking forward to all of it. It's going to be a different Marvel movie. It's a new character. It's going to unlock a whole bunch of new doors. And obviously, it's going to tie back a little bit to what, Iron Man 2, I guess, with the Ten Rings, because the Mandarin is going to
be the first one too. You see the flag in the background of the Ten.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's going to tie a little bit back to that. You're going to get the real Mandarin in this one, but you know, it's the Marvel movie. Marvel don't miss. So, and then, you know, that's a perfect segue. I mean, look, we've been waiting for fucking Black Widow for like the last 3 years. It feels like it comes out the following week, or excuse me, the week after the 4th of July.
Yep. July
7/9. I'm just excited that we're finally going to get to see it. You know, it's an origin story that really has been teased throughout the Infinity Saga, right? In different movies that Natasha Romanoff is in, she will drop little tidbits about her upbringing. It's going to be in theaters and Disney Plus. You can pay $30 to watch it at Disney Plus. Fuck that. I'm definitely going to the movies for this one. I will definitely be there. You know, it takes place in between Civil War and Infinity War.
Yep.
Right. So look, it goes back in time. It's in between Civil War and Infinity War. She goes back. You get to meet her family. You know, she's one of the synopsis of this thing is she has to go back and settle family business. There's a mysterious figure. That's obviously the Taskmaster. He's trying to kill her whole family for unknown reasons. Her father is David Harbour, who plays, what's his name?
Red Guardian.
Hopper. But he plays Hopper.
Things. Yep.
Right? So everybody knows him. And then Rachel Weisz is her mother, and then Florence Pugh is her sister. I think Florence Pugh, this is going to open the door for her to become the new Black Widow. There's going to be all kinds of things. It's going to be great. I'm really looking forward to it, really more so just because we've been waiting so long for it. So I don't know. That's it, I guess. That was a lot.
But. No, I'm glad you brought that up. So, I mean, I couldn't agree more. Just like you said, we've been waiting for Black Widow for quite some time now. This was officially going to kick off phase 4 of the MCU, obviously because of the pandemic and everything. Technically, you know, according to Feige and everybody else, the MCU shows on Disney Plus have kicked off phase 4. So that's WandaVision. We got it's
Falcon Winter Captain Soldier.
America. Yeah, but it was Falcon Winter Soldier. Now it's Captain America Winter Soldier right now.
Loki Captain America and the White Wolf.
And the White Wolf, baby. So so this will be the first MCU film in phase 4. The first one that we've had since Spider-Man Far From Home. So it's been a while. You know, it's been a while since we've seen an MCU movie in a theater. Can't wait to check it out. Taskmaster, I'm really looking forward to. For those of you that may not know about Taskmaster, just a little bit of a background of him. Please. He made his first appearance in Avengers, I think it was 154. And what he does is he possesses photographic reflexes so he can mimic anybody's like moves, like fight style, fight moves. So it's like pretty much shadow boxing against yourself when you go against this guy. You know, deadly assassin, pretty much a mercenary for hire. So really excited to see what's going
on. That's what I do.
Is that going to be your new nickname? Captain Saba, a.k.a. Taskmaster? Maybe. David Harbour, I tell you, man, this guy, he hits on all cylinders. I mean, he has before Stranger Things, but of course since and after Stranger Things, you know, the guy just doesn't miss. I think he's a phenomenal actor. I can't wait to see him as the Red Guardian, which is pretty much the Russian version of Captain America. You said it, Florence Pugh. That's one of my daughter's favorite actresses. Has been for quite some time.
What do we know her from, Jordan?
Midsommar, A24 horror. Fighting with the Family. She plays Paige, the WWE wrestler. Little Women. She's Amy, I think, the youngest daughter. I haven't seen Lady Macbeth, but she plays Lady Macbeth. And she hasn't been in too much yet, but everything she's been in, she's
another rising
gotten
star.
A+.
Well, she's about to be in Marvel movies for the next 10 years, so get to know her.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's my two cents on it. Again, excited for the MCU to be coming back into theaters. I do think that this, not this one in particular. I know you already mentioned Shang-Chi. I think this one will be another Guardians, you know, where you don't know a lot of backstory. I mean, I can tell you right now, when I went into Guardians of the Galaxy, I knew a little bit about Rocket, a little bit about Groot, nothing about the rest of them. And to me, they're still, you know, one of my favorite MCU properties. So who knows?
You threw Shang-Chi in there when you were making your points. So are you suggesting that Shang-Chi's going to be like Guardians, or that Black Widow's going to be like Guardians?
No. Yeah, so I knew I messed that up there. So no, Black Widow's going to do fantastic.
You didn't mess anything up. I just want to make sure I
understood. Oh, yeah. So Shang-Chi, I'm not saying it's going to be the next Guardians, but to what I was getting ready to lead up to is, I do think that Marvel can take properties that aren't the most well-known Marvel properties, or at least the MCU can, and make them extremely popular like they did with Guardians. Hopefully the same thing happens with Shang-Chi. And then obviously we got the Immortals coming out.
Eternals.
You know, that's it. Eternals coming out. That's why we edit.
And then Spider-Man. Right? I mean, we got four movies this year.
Is Spider-Man still projected for this year?
It's coming out the last 2 weeks of December. Like, it's Christmas.
Oh, nice. Yeah. So
it's coming out the same day that
West Side Story.
I think it's coming out the same day as West Side Story.
In regards to what I'm looking forward to, it's out right now on Paramount Network, Infinite. Our boy Mark Wahlberg, big shout outs to Archie, everybody out there from Unrealistic Ideas, Municipal, the whole Wall Street gang. So right now we have Infinite out on the Paramount Network, just came out. This one I just found out about today that's going to be coming out on HBO Max, called No Sudden Move. Coming out July 1st, directed by Steven Soderbergh. I believe that's how you say it, Soderbergh. He's the guy that brought us all the Ocean's 11 movies, Traffic, Contagion,
Logan. Out of Sight.
Out of Sight. He's done a lot of flicks, The Girlfriend Experience. He's got a very, very unique style, which is what I really like, the way that Steve shoots his movies. And this one, from what I gather from the trailer, here's the cast first off, which what intrigued me to it in the first place. So we have Don Cheadle, Benicio Del Toro, David Harbour, John Hamm, Brendan Fraser, Kieran Culkin, Craig Grant, Julia Fox, Ray Liotta, Bill Duke. So I was like, okay, with a cast like this, you got my attention. Looks like it's based in the 50s.
Bill Duke. You know you done fucked up, right? You know you done fucked up. Fucking love Bill Duke.
Exactly. So yeah, great cast. It looks like it's set in the 50s. It looks like one of these capers gone wrong movies. That's really the most I can get from the movie trailer. I haven't seen too much about it. I literally just saw the trailer for it today when I looked it up. So that one is, you know, these ones I'm going down the list are ones that you can stream. So that's going to be July 1st on HBO Max. And then you already mentioned The Tomorrow War. That's July 1st on Amazon Prime. And then as far as just actual movies, let me just kind of, I'll go over the two I'm not really, really interested in, but I'll probably still go watch just because I'm happy that movies are back. And why not? I'm really, really on the fence about Space Jam. Coming out July 14th. I don't know what's going to happen. More than likely, I'll probably watch it at home. I want to give this movie a chance. I really do. But again, I know it's not a sequel. I know this is like a whole new thing that LeBron is doing. And Space Jam came out, 1994, whatever it was back in the day. I mean, we're talking another one of these, whether if it's a sequel, remake, whatever, you know, years later. Seva, you're over here grinning. I mean, what are your thoughts on your boy LeBron in Space
Jam? I'm not watching that shit.
So that's a buzzer from him. What about you, Jordan?
I only knew of it today. when I was like looking at when movies came out that it was not the original Space Jam, but that they were doing another one, a different one. I don't really care.
Okay. So that's two buzzers right there. And then there's a third for me. And then my other one that I'm not really interested in, only because I've not been thrilled with what they've done with this universe as far as, I don't want to say cinematic universe. I'm just going to go and say it. I'm not looking forward to Snake Eyes. I'm not. I could care less.
I don't know
less.
What that is.
It's G.I. Joe. So it's the Snake Eyes story. You know, say
Henry Golding
here. Yeah, Henry Golding, which, again, great in The Gentleman. I think he's a great actor. I just have not been too impressed with what the whole G.I. Joe franchise has done, really, from day one. That's just my take on it. You know, say, but what's your take on that?
I think it'll be okay. I think it'll be good. Henry Golding also the lead in Crazy Rich Asians, or co-lead in Crazy Rich Asians. So I'm a huge fan of his. He's great in The Gentleman. I'm going to watch it. I am kind of into it. Snake Eyes was always sort of my favorite G.I. Joe character when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking forward to it. I mean, I'm not going to spend any money. That's probably a Redbox or, you know, when it gets right. to HBO Max or whatever, I'll probably stream it. But I mean, I'm looking forward to streaming it.
Yeah, yeah. I you know what? There we go. For streaming, I'm all good for that. For a movie-going experience, probably not.
Can I? There's one I didn't know. You didn't tell me we were doing movies we weren't looking forward to. Please.
Have at it.
Dude, we got to fucking get rid of M. Night Shyamalan. Like, this, I'm done with it. I'm done. That mother, he hasn't made a good movie since The Village, I guess. Like... And this old, I saw the trailer for old, like, oh my God, we're on an island and the kids go behind this rock and they come back and they're fucking 30 years older. Like they're on this island and people age very, it's just, I don't like scary movies. Everybody knows I don't like scary movies, but what I will say is M. Night Shyamalan movies they're not scary. So I've seen quite a few of them.
It's Split, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he did that whole Split. I mean, look, Unbreakable was trash.
Oh, that was bad. Okay. Well, no one said Unbreakable.
So I never saw the next two. I didn't see what, Split or Glass.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, Unbreakable was fucking
Glass
trash.
Was bad.
Yeah.
But
so I hear you. I just, man, that when I see an M. Night Shyamalan movie come out, I'm just like, oh my God. Like, I think back, there's an Entourage episode where Ari's like giving
him
shit.
Oh, yeah, he meets him in the cemetery.
and he's like, and I think back to that, like, I don't know, man. That's the one that I'm just.
I was just getting ready to say he did the Avatar, The Last Airbender movie, and I don't think I've ever forgiven him since.
It's like an all white cast.
Right.
Like, bad.
Yes.
Yeah.
I fucking forgot about that.
Oh, yeah. One of my
favorite movie was great dog shit.
Yeah. After that, I was like, that was really, you know, the big decline for him. And yeah, I saw the preview for Old for the first time going to see A Quiet Place Part 2. And the whole time I'm just like, oh God, I'm going to be sitting here the whole fucking movie. Just, you know, I'm not even going to be enjoying it. I'm going to be looking for just shit and then seeing how this all ties together. And like, why did the kids just age like 15 years rapidly? And why did this? Yeah, it's, I don't know. I'm not going to really... For lack of a better term, M. Night, you know, do what you do.
Give it the buzzer.
So that's, I think that's all around right there.
Do you got any booze in there? Boo.
I did have the booze, but I don't have them anymore. But all I do have our boy from Cobra Kai.
Quiet.
Yeah.
So it definitely gets a buzzer in one of these. So, let's see here. As far as my list is actually relatively small for what I want to see. As far as the stuff we haven't covered, of course, we talked about Shang-Chi. We talked about Black Widow, Green Knight. I know Jordan's excited for it. I'm excited for another A24 film based on a short story from one of King Arthur's knights. We got director David Lowery, our boy Dev Patel. This is the dude from Slumdog Millionaire, right?
Love Dev Patel. Yes.
Yeah. And the book of, not the book, The Life of Pi.
The Life of Pi.
Yeah. Solid actor. Looking forward to it. I feel like it's going to be a visually great film just from the trailers. I feel like I'm not going to be as confused or trying to figure it out the entire time like I do a normal A24 film. So what's your take on it?
I watched the second trailer again today. Yeah, I like it because it looks kind of slow burn, kind of dark. And that's, I never even got to see The King when it came out with Timothée Chalamet, but I just have that vibe. Like, it's going to be like a dark period piece. Mm-hmm. And, but this has like magical elements and like supernatural, that tree looking guy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm excited about it. I think it looks really good.
Yeah. This one, again, another postponement from last year. August 6th, we got The Suicide Squad from our boy from Guardians of the Galaxy, James Gunn. Oh, that's going to be a buzzer from Saba.
Mostly because of John Cena in that fucking outfit.
I will agree with you on that part of it, but because it is a James Gunn film, I'm definitely going to give it a chance. Idris Elba's in it. He's not doing the Will Smith character. He's playing another character in the movie. They're bringing in some new characters. I think it's going to be a lot more true to the comic books, a lot more true to kind of like the Harley Quinn cartoon, which has a few of the characters in it from the Suicide Squad that's on HBO Max. And I mean, it's James Gunn. You know, I mean, the guy, it's been a long time since he's had a miss, and I can't tell you the last time he's even had a miss, to be honest with you. I really enjoy all of his films, so we'll see what happens. I mean, the thing is, with Warner Brothers, we all know it's a shit show over there. They'll keep pumping out remakes and this, that, and the other. I mean, unless they finally smarten up, and we talk about this, of course, on the Justice League review, unless they go ahead and just make Zack Snyder, you know, pretty much their Kevin Feige, they're going to be in limbo for quite some time, so... Well, you know, we're just going to see different Jokers, different Batmans. It's going to get confusing. It's going to get annoying. And then, you know, it's just, let's just, you know, we said it and we've been saying it. It's not the MCU. Will it ever be an MCU? Not until they have someone that is actually going to right the ship. In the meantime, though, they own all the DC properties and they're going to pump out as much shit as they possibly can. And they don't really care if it works or not. So, two that I'm on the fence about, I will say, is August 11th. We have Free Guy coming out with Ryan Reynolds.
That has Jodie Comer from Killing Eve.
Oh, yeah, your girl's in it. Yeah.
I'm confused. I guess I dreamed that. I thought this movie came out and like it already happened.
It was supposed to come out last year.
And I heard like in my, maybe, okay. Well, maybe, in my dream, maybe. I heard it was bad.
Like, so, yeah, previews have been coming back out for it. Pretty much Ryan Reynolds is a character in a video game. Then he just pretty much comes to life, not in our world, but in the video game. And then it's disastrous for everyone involved. I will say I did like the, I believe Taika Waititi's in it. So I'm not saying that I'm not giving, like I said, I'm on the fence about it. We'll see what happens. So seems like a kind of cool concept, incorporating that kind of, you know, video game character comes to life in the game, and we'll go from there. And then, well, that's pretty much my list as far as summer movies that I want to check out that I could care less about. Last but not least, Jordan, what are you looking forward to coming out this summer, and what are you not looking forward to this summer?
Honestly, I didn't really think about what I'm not looking forward to, but I have some for what I am. Okay. Conjuring 3, I haven't seen it yet, but I'm looking forward to eventually seeing that. I've heard good things. I wasn't expecting great reviews or like great audience feedback when I heard that they were making a third one, but they've been pretty good, or at least better than I thought. I hear a lot about like the ending is supposed to be very, very good. So I want to see it for sure now. And I love Vera Farmiga. I love that actress.
Oh, she's great.
And what's the guy's name who plays Ed Warren?
Patrick
Wilson, I believe.
Yes.
Yeah, they're great as that couple.
I don't know if that dude ever takes time off. I feel like he's in five movies a year.
He's fucking awesome.
Yeah, but that's
awesome when he plays the asshole. He was like the asshole in the A-Team.
Right.
With those guys, Bradley Cooper and
Rampage.
Liam Neeson and all that. Yeah, dude, he was awesome in that.
And he was good. I forgot that he was in. I watched it the other day, The Switch, with Jason Bateman and Jennifer Aniston. He's the donor or the parent donor.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, you just pop in a movie, and I swear he's in it. Like, he's in one out of every five movies on Netflix. But he does good. Like I said, I love the guy.
The Quiet Place Part 2, I'm looking forward to seeing that. Haven't gotten to see it yet. Cruella, I did not want to watch it at all when I first heard about it, but the reviews have been very, very good.
Very good.
Which I was not expecting. Because, yes, I do like Emma Stone, but as Cruella, I was like, this just does not make any sense to me. I was telling Dad, like, I wish it was an older actress, like Kate Blanchett, and he was like, well, no, it's because it's, like, it's her young.
Yeah, it's a prequel.
Which I didn't know. I just thought it was, like, Cruella, like, right. Just her. But, yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing that now that I hear everybody's reviews. Black Widow, for sure. That entire cast I want to see. The United States versus Billie Holiday Hulu biopic. I want to see that very bad. And I have in my watch list. I just haven't gotten around to seeing yet. Basically just because I love
Billie Holiday. What's her name? Andra Day?
Yes.
Andra Day plays Billie Holiday, man.
What's her name again?
Andra Day. She was nominated for a Golden Globe. It's supposed to be good. She's a musician. She's an actual singer in real life. Oh, so she's great.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to seeing that. That's probably what I'm going to watch first on the list. But, yeah, that's really it.
All right. Well, listen, we're going to come back in the summer and do our fall winter movie preview. No reason to spread those out. We'll just do those all at once. Again, Saba, Jordan, thank you so much for joining us tonight. Be sure to check out our sponsors. We got Zipster, who made our phenomenal website. Our website is popculturepodcast.com. Home of all your news, entertainment, trailers, podcast episodes, of course. Andrew Newman, attorney at law. His website is attorneynewman.com. Here for all your civil, criminal, and traffic court needs in North Carolina. I'm sorry, he's not like Johnny Cochran status. He can't travel. But for you here in North Carolina. And as always, be sure to check us out all over social media, Zero Dark Nerdy, ZDN Podcast. And we'll catch you next week. Peace.
Bye.
And anger management?
Fuck anger management.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.